Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today Masechta Chagiga Daf Ches, the first parak of Kol Chayavim. The Zichud Masechta Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Yenishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Yenishmas Tamar Bas Chaim. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a brayso on Daf Zayin on Amabei stated that Beis Hillel said that the Shalmei Chagiga may come from Meiser Sheni. They want to ask how this is so. Davar Shebachova, who called Davar Shebachova, ain't a bial min a chuan. It's a mandatory offering, and any mandatory offering can only come from chuan. Who answered the Beis Hillel referring to tofa, where one supplements the money used to buy the Shalmei Chagiga with some Meiser Sheni money. There's a Malchokas Amarayim regarding how one supplements. Chizkiah says, Tofin behemah behemah, we may supplement an animal brought from chuan with another animal brought from Meiser Sheni, bein tofin maus lamaus, but one may not supplement chuan monies with Meiser Sheni monies. Rashi explains that in a case when one has many people joining him, he brings many animals, and even though they're all chagigas, he has technically fulfilled his chiv with the first animal. One is not permitted to purchase one animal with a mixture of chuan and Meiser Sheni monies. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Tofin maus lamaus, bein tofin behemah behemah, we supplement monies with monies, but not animals with animals. Since each animal is a chagiga, it should have some chun monies mixed in with it. Point number two is taught in the price. The pasuk states, "V'samachta b'chagecha l'rabos kol minei smachos l'simcha." You should rejoice on your chag to include all kinds of rejoicing from the mitzvah of having simcha on the chag. Rashi explains that this is learned from the fact that the pasuk does not specify a certain type of rejoicing. From here, the Chachamim said, Yisrael yotzin de chovasim nedarim nedavos ubemais behema. Yisraelim can fulfill their chiyuv with the meat of nedarim, nedavos, and mais mehema. V'hakohanim b'chatas v'ashem v'bechor v'chazav v'shok. And kohanim with the meat of achatas, ashem b'chor, and breast and thigh v'shlamim. One might have thought one can also fulfill their chiyuv with ofos, birds, and menachos. The Torah therefore states, V'samachta b'chagecha, you shall rejoice on your chag, misha chagiga ba'amehem, from that which the chagiga can be brought. Yatzu elo she'ein chagiga ba'amehem, which excludes birds and menachos, from which the chagiga cannot be brought from. Rav Ashi said that we can learn to exclude birds and menachos from the word v'samachta, you shall rejoice, yatzu elo she'ein behen simcha, which excludes these because there's no simcha in eating them. And point number three, Ua said in the name of Reish Lakish, hifrish eser behemos l'chagigaso, if one designated 10 animals for a shalmei chagiga, and he offered 5 of them on the first day of Yantav, he may go back and offer the remaining 5 on the second day of the chag. Yochanan says, Kevin Shapasuk Shuveinu Makriv. Once he stopped bringing the animals, he may not bring them anymore, meaning they may not be brought as chagigas. Rabbi Yava said that there's no machlokas. When Rabbi Yochanan said he may not bring them on the second day, he was referring to a case where he did not specify that they would be offered on the first day. This would be problematic, since perhaps he did not have them in mind initially as chagigas, and he's deciding to bring a chagiga on the second day. He would then be over on Baal Tosif, adding on to a mitzvah. When Reish Lakish ruled that he may bring them on the second day, it was a case where he specifically designated them as chagigas for the first day. Rashi explains that he's using them on the second day only as a substitute for the first. So once again, the three points are number one. A brayso on Daf Zayin on Amud Beis stated that Beis Hillel said that the Shalmei Chagiga may come from Meiser Sheni. The Gemara asks how this is so. Davar Shebachova hu, v'kol Davar Shebachova einu ba'al min chuan. It's a mandatory offering, and mandatory offerings can only come from chuan. Ula answered that Beis Hillel are referring to tofa, where one supplements the money used to buy the Shalmei Chagiga with some Meiser Sheni money. There's a Malchus Amarayim regarding how one supplements. Chizkiah says, Tofin behemo behemo, we may supplement an animal brought from chuan with another animal brought from Meiser Sheni, vein tofin maus lamos, but one may not supplement chuan monies with Meiser Sheni monies. Rashi explains that in a case when one has many people joining him, he brings many animals, and even though they are all chagigas, he has technically fulfilled his chiyuv with the first animal. One is not permitted to purchase one animal with a mixture of chuan and Meiser Sheni monies. But Rabbi Yochanan says, tofin maus lamos, vein tofin behemo behemo, we may supplement monies with monies, but not animals with animals, since each animal as a chagiga, it should have some chulin monies mixed in with it. Point number two is taught in the brayso. The pasuk states, "V'samachta b'chagecha l'rabos kol minei smachos l'simcha." You shall rejoice on your chag to include all kinds of rejoicing for the mitzvah of having simcha on the chag. Rashi explains that this is learned from the fact that the pasuk does not specify a certain type of rejoicing. From here, the Chachamim said, "Yisrael yotzin yedei chovasan b'nedarim u'nedavos b'mais behema." Yisrael can fulfill their chiyuv with the meat of nedarim, nedavos, and ma'aseh behema, v'ha'kohanim b'chatas v'ashem b'v'chor v'chazav v'shok, and kohanim with the meat of chatas, ashem b'chor, and breast and thigh of v'shlamim. Now one might have thought that one can also fulfill their chiyuv with ofos and menachos, with birds and menachos. The Torah therefore states, v'samachta b'chagecha, you shall rejoice on your chag, misha chagiga ba'amehem, from that which the chagiga can be brought. Yatzu elo she'ein chagiga ba'amehem, which excludes birds and menachos, from which the chagiga cannot be brought from. Rav Ashi said we can learn to exclude birds and menachas from the word v'samachta. You shall rejoice. Yatzu elu she'ein behen simcha, which excludes these because there's no simcha in eating them. And point number three, Uwa said in the name of Reish Lakish, Hifrish eser behemos chagigaso. If one designated 10 animals for his shalmei chagiga, and he offered 5 of them on the first day of Yantim, he may go back and offer the remaining 5 on the second day of the chag. Rav Yochanan says, Kevin shapasag shuveinu makriv. Once he stopped bringing the animals, he may not bring them anymore, meaning they may not be brought as chagigas. Rabbi Abba said that there's no machlokas. When Rabbi Yochanan said he may not bring them on the second day, he's referring to a case where he did not specify that they would be offered on the first day. This would be problematic, since perhaps he did not have them in mind initially as chagigas, and is deciding to bring chagiga on the second day. He would then be over on Bal Tosiv adding to the mitzvah. When Reish Lakish ruled that he may bring them on the second day, it was a case where he specifically designated them as chagigas for the first day. Rashi explains that he's using them on the second day only as a substitute for the first. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Ches, and our standard Simmer is Chala, and we often use a baker in the Simmer. So here goes. The wealthy baker who used some Meiser Sheni monies, together with his chulin, to buy 10 Shalmei Chagigas, and baked a lot of Chala to be eaten with all the meat of Nedarim and Nedavos he was going to rejoice with over the Chag, was only able to offer 5 Chagigas on the first day of Yantav. Once again, in slow motion. The wealthy baker, Chala, that must be on Daf Ches. The wealthy baker who used some Meiser Sheni monies together with his chulin to buy 10 Shalmei Chagigas, which reminds the Brisa Dav Zayin Amud Beis, the Beis Hillel said that the Shalmei Chagiga may come from Meiser Sheni. The Gemara asks how this is so. Davar Shebechova Hu V'Kol Davar Shebechova Eino Ba'al Min HaChulin. It's a mandatory offering, and any mandatory offering can only come from chulin. We'll answer the Beis Hillel referring to Tofa, where one supplements the money used to buy the Shalmei Chagiga with some Meiser Sheni money. There's some Malkogas Amarayim regarding how one supplements. Chizkiah says, Tovim Behema Behema, we may supplement an animal brought from Chulin with another animal brought from Meiser Sheni, but not with monies from Meiser Sheni. Chizkiah says, Tovim Behema Behema, we may supplement an animal brought from Chulin with another animal brought from Meiser Sheni. But Yochanan says, Tovim Maus Lemaus, they ain't Tovim Behema Behema. We supplement monies with monies, but not animals with animals. Since each animal is a Chagiga, it should have some Chulin monies mixed in with it. So the wealthy baker used some Meiser Sheni monies together with his Chulin to buy 10 Shalmei Chagigas and baked a lot of challah to be eaten with all the meat of Nedarim and Nedavos he was going to rejoice with over the chag, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa, the Pasuk states, V'samachta b'chagecha l'rabos kol minei smachos l'simcha. You shall rejoice on your chag to include all kinds of rejoicing with the mitzvah of having simcha on the chag. Yisraelim can fulfill their chiyuv with the meat of Nedarim, Nedavos, and Meis Mehema, and go on with the meat of Achatas, Ashim, Bechorah, and Chaz of Ashok. One might have thought that one can also fulfill their chiyuv with birds and menachos, the Torah therefore states, V'samachta b'chagecha, you shall rejoice on your chag, Mishach Chagiga Bamehem, from that which the Chagiga can be brought. So the wealthy baker used some Meiser Sheni monies together with his chulin to buy 10 Shalmei Chagigas and baked a lot of challah to be eaten with all the meat of Nedarim and Nedavos he was going to rejoice with over the Chag, was only able to offer 5 Chagigas on the first day of Yantav. Which reminds us, Ula said in the name of Reish Lakish, if one designated 10 animals for Shalmei Chagiga and he offered 5 of them on the first day of Yantav, he may go back and offer the remaining 5 on the second day of the Chag. Where Yochanan says, Kevin Shapasak Shuveinu Makrin. Once he stopped bringing the animals, he may not bring them anymore, meaning they may not be brought as Chagigas. Rabbi Abba said, there's no machlokas. When Rabbi Yochanan said he may not bring them on the second day, he was referring to a case where he didn't specify that they would be offered on the first day. Now this would be problematic, since perhaps he didn't have them in mind initially as Chagigas, and he's assigned to bring a Chagiga on the second day. He would then be over on Bal Tosiv, adding on to a mitzvah. So once again, the wealthy baker used some Meiser Sheni monies together with his chulin to buy 10 Shalmei Chagigas and baked a lot of challah to be eaten with all the meat of Nedarim and Nedavos he was going to rejoice with over the Chag, was only able to offer 5 Chagigas on the first day of Yantav. All right, now it's time to go to our poor blot back Chazara. Daf Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Dalet is a door. So here goes. When the Shota, tearing up everything he got a hold of, behind the door, that must be run Daf Dalet, Dela, door. When the Shota tearing up everything he got a hold of behind the door, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brice at the bottom of Gimel on the base of Tot, Ezu who Shota, who's considered a crazy person, to be pat for mitzvahs and onshin, a yosi yekidi b'lai b'olam b'beis ha'kparos, the makareis k'suso, one who goes out alone at night, one who sleeps in a cemetery, and one who tears his clothing for no reason. Rav Huna said, one's not considered a Shota until he does all of these actions at the same time, whereas Rav Yochanan said, afil ba'achz mehen, he's considered a Shota even if he does one of them. Rav Papa said that Rav Huna would have retracted his opinion if he had heard This ruling taught in a brisa is who shota zeh ma'abed kol mashen nosin lo. Who is the shota, one who destroys everything that we give him? So when the shota, tearing up everything he got a hold of behind the door, smelled the horrible odor wafting from the leather tanner and copper smelter standing outside, which reminds us that it was taught in a brisa kol zechurcha l'rabos as a katanim. When the pasuk states all your males, it's coming to include katanim in the mitzvah of re'iyah. After concluding that this is referring to a katan shehagil a chinuch, and the pasuk's only in a smachta, the Gemara questions what's the deraisa then that the pasuk is coming to teach, and brings a brisa that taught hamakametz v'hamatzaref nechoshes v'habursi paturi min aria. One who collects a dog excrement, which was used in the tanning process, one who smells copper, and a leather tanner are patur from the mitzvah aria. For the pasuk states kol zechurcha, all your males, mishi yachol la'alos im kol zechurcha, who that is able to go up together with all your males is chayiv in the mitzvah, which excludes these people because they're not fit to go up with everyone because of their awful body odor. So when the shota, tearing up everything he got a hold of behind the door, smelled the horrible odor wafting from the leather tanner and copper smelter standing outside, he scared them away by telling them there are two spirits inside that have been called up from the dead. Which reminds us, when Shaul had Shmuel brought up from the dead, Shmuel brought Moshe with him because he was fearful of the din. Rabbi Elazar used to cry when he got to this pasuk and say, if Shmuel's fearful of divine judgment, all the more so we should be. Daf Hey, so the simmer Daf Hey is hay or a haystack. So here goes. When the farmer tripped over a bale of hay, hey, that must be more in Daf Hey. When the farmer tripped over a bale of hay and was suddenly taken by the Malach HaMavis before his time, which reminds us, the Malach HaMavis can take someone before his time, and Rabbi Vivi asks, but it's written, Dor Holech, Dor Bab, a generation goes and a generation comes, which implies that each generation has its time before it's replaced. The Malach HaMavis explained that he takes the neshamas along with them, which means that they roam the world with him until they have completed the generation, and only then are they delivered to Duma, who's the Malach that's the keeper of the dead. When asked what the Malach does with the person's remaining years, he answered that if there's a young rabbinical student that's a forgiving person, the years are added onto his life. So when the farmer tripped over a bale of hay and was suddenly taken by the Malach HaMavis before his time, he was forced to listen to a recording of every conversation he ever had. Which reminds us, the pasuk says, Ki hine yotze harim uvara ruach umagid la'adam masichu. Behold, he forms mountains and creates winds, and he recounts to a person what were his words. Rabbi Ila said, Evin shirabu magid la'masichu. Takana Yeshlo, an Eved whose master tells him what his words were. Is there any remedy for him? So when the farmer tripped over a bale of hay and was suddenly taken by the Malach HaMavis before his time, he was forced to listen to a recording of every conversation he ever had and heard weeping for all the times he could have learned Torah, but had not. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa, Shlosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo Cholen B'chol Yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu weeps for three types of people every day. Al she'esh l'asuk b'Torah ve'eino osik, over one who's able to be involved in learning Torah but does not. Al she'ef l'asuk b'Torah ve'osik, and over one who's not able to be involved in learning Torah but does. Al parnas ha'mitzgal l'ha'tzibur, and over a community leader who behaves arrogantly towards a community. Dav Vav, so the simmer Dav Vav is a sword. So here goes. The blind and lame sons who are busy having a toy sword fight? That must be one Dav Vav. The blind and lame sons were busy having a toy sword fight, since they were not being mechanech in the mitzvah of re'iyah, which reminds us. Rabbi Shimon asks, what's the din according to Beis Shammai for a katan chiger, a lame child who will heal? And what's the din according to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding a katan who is blind, who will eventually have his vision restored, regarding the chiv to be mechanech them in the mitzvah of re'iyah? Abaye answered, since an adult with these disabilities would not be chayv to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, one would not be chayv to mechanech the child to go up, even though the child will eventually be healed before becoming an adult. So the blind and lame sons who were busy having a toy sword fight, since they were not being mechanech in the mitzvah of re'iyah, while their father spent the minimum shir for his re'iyah and chagiga, which reminds us, regarding the minimum shirring for the olos re'iyah and shalmei chagiga, Beis Shammai hold that the olos re'iyah has a greater minimum shir, since it's offered completely to Hashem, and there are more olos offered on Shavuos. Beis Hillel hold that the shalmei chagiga has a greater minimum shir, because the chagiga was brought before Hasinai, and the Nassim brought more shlamim than olos. So the blind and lame sons were busy having a toy sword fight, since they were not being mechanech in the mitzvah of re'iyah, while their father spent the minimum shiurim for his re'iyah and chagiga, overheard him tell the seller he wants an olos re'iyah, like the one that was offered before Har Sinai. Which reminds us, initially it was thought that Rabbi Shmuel holds that it was the olos re'iyah that was brought before Matan Torah, not the olos tamid, for he holds, klaus nemar b'Sinai u'pratus b'Ohel Moed. The general principles of the mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai, whereas the details of the mitzvahs were taught at the Ohel Moed. It's not tenable that if the oil was a tamid, that it was commanded by a Kodesh Baruch Hu for all generations, originally without hefshet b'nituach, skinning and dismemberment, and only later required hefshet b'nituach, which were taught at the Ol Moed. The Gemara concludes that just as Rabbi Yossi Agli holds that it was the tamid that was offered before Matan Torah, and only afterwards it required hefshet b'nituach, so too Rabbi Shmuel could hold the same, that it was the tamid that was brought before Matan Torah, not an olas re'iyah. Dav Zayin, so the simmer Dav Zayin is guns. So here goes. The man who was stopped by armed guards, guns, that means we're on Dav Zayin. The man who was stopped by armed guards while on his way to bring another olas re'iyah, which reminds us, there's a malchus by Yochanan Reish Lakish regarding the meaning of Harayon ein lo shi'ur. Rabbi Yochanan says Harayon refers to Rias Panim ba'azara, appearing in the Azara, and Reish Lakish says it means Rias Panim ba'carbon, appearing in the Azara with a carbon. They disagree only in regards to bringing olas re'iyah on the days after the first day. Rabbi Yochanan says when the Mishnah listed mitzvahs that have no shi'ur, it meant Rias Panim ba'azara, the ein lo shi'ur. It's the appearance in the Azara that has no shi'ur. Hala carbon, yesh la shi'ur, but bring the carbon does have a shear, meaning that one is only permitted to bring one olas re'iyah. And if you brought more than that, he'd be over on Baal Tosif. Reish Lakish says, the afil carbon nami ein lo shear, that even the carbon has no shear, and one may bring an olas re'iyah every time he enters the Azara. So the man who was stopped by armed guards while on his way to bring another olas re'iyah assured them that his carbon was an ola, and not a chattis nor an ashim, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan challenged Reish Lakish, who holds that one may bring a carbon each time he appears in the base of Mikdash from the pasuk, Hokeragel come in base re'echo, let your foot be rare in your beloved's house, referring to the base of Mikdash. The Gemara answers, Hasim b'chatos v'ashamos. The pasuk there is referring to chattis and asham offerings, which are brought by one who has sinned. So the man who was stopped by armed guards while on his way to bring another olas re'iyah assured them that his carbon was an ola and not a chattis nor an asham, and showed them his receipt to prove that he paid for it from Ruan. Which reminds us, the Gemara said that the Mishnah implied that the olas re'iyah may be brought in Yantav from Meister Sheni, which is a problem because the olas re'iyah is a davar shebechova, a mandatory carbon. Mekol davar shebechova ain't a bayel min Ruan, and any mandatory carbon doesn't come except from Ruan. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah is chasur mixra, and this is what it's actually saying: olos nedarim nedavos b'moed baos b'yom tov einum baos. Olas that are nedarim and nedavos are brought in Kol Mod, but not in Yantav, and the olas re'iyah is brought even on Yantav, and when it's brought only from Chulin, and the Shalmei Simcha may come from Meiser, and the Chagiga, the first Yantav of Pesach, Beis Shalmei say it comes from Chulin, and Beis Hillel say it may come from Meiser. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which daf when one is not chai to mechanech a lame or blind son in the midst of a re'iyah, since an adult in the same matzav could not be chayiv? That's on daf Bav. Good. Number 2. Which daf when Shmuel was called up by Sheol from the dead, he brought Moshe Rabbeinu with him because he was fearful of the din? That's on daf Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have machos regarding how a Shalmei Chagiga can be supplemented from Maaser Sheni? Chizkiah says with behemoths, and Rabbi Yochanan says with monies. That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu recounts every conversation a person ever had? That's on daf Hey, good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that the small children are brought up for the mitzvah of Hakel to give schar to those that bring them? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that the pasuk Hokeragel chum beis re'echo, let your foot be rare in your beloved's house, is referring to chatos v'ashamos, not olos and shlamim? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we know that there are 3 people that Kodesh Baruch Hu weeps over? One being one who has time to learn Torah but does not. That's on daf. Hey, good. Number 8. Which daf do we have machos beishem beisol regarding the minimum shear for the olas re'iyah and chagiga? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss the case of one who brought 10 chagigas but was only able to offer 5 of them on the first day of Yantiv? That's on daf Yes, good. Number 10. Which daf we have a machos Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether Harayon ein lo shi'ur is referring to Rias Panim ba'carbon or Rias Panim ba'azara? That's on daf Zion. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn that one should not cast nail clippings into a public area as a pregnant woman might miscarry? That's on daf Yud Ches and Mo'ed Katan. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss the question of women are chayiv and Baal Ta'akhir? That's on daf Vav and Rosh Hashanah. Good. And number 3, which daf do we have Shmuel bring a pasuk to teach the Kodesh Baruch Hu appointed various leaders to save us when we were in each galus? That's on daf Yidof and Megillah. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.